Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Present today are Senator Dunbar, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Yunt, Senator Olson is excused, and myself, Senator Merrick. We would like to recognize we've been joined by Senator Kronk as well. This afternoon, we will hold a second hearing on Senate Bill 50, Municipal Comprehensive Plans Housing, from Senator Dunbar, and an introductory hearing on Senate Bill 63, Local Boundary Commission, from Senator Kronk. First, Senate Bill 50 by Senator Dunbar. Would you like to give a brief recap before we look at the committee substitute?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to recap, this is a fairly simple bill that adds housing to comprehensive plans for municipal governments. This bill does not require new comprehensive plans. It's just prospective. So in future comprehensive plans, the state is asking that that they include housing. And I believe the CS, would you like me to go over those changes, or will you have committee aid, Madam Chair?
I think we adopt the committee substitute, and then you can go over it. It's fine.
Okay. So would you like me to make that motion?
Certainly.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee substitute for Senate Bill 50, work draft 34-LS0356/N as our working document.
I will object for the purpose of discussion. Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's just one change in the CS, which is legislative legal, when we requested that they make this bill for us, had some cleanup that they did. They made a small deletion. Unfortunately, that deletion, although it didn't have any legal effect, caused some confusion for some of our stakeholders. So our stakeholders asked us to undo the deletion. And again, even though it has no legal effect, the new CS undoes that deletion.
Thank you, Senator Dunbar. I will remove my objection. Is there further objection? Hearing none, this committee substitute for Senate Bill 50 is adopted. With that, I will open public testimony on Senate Bill 50. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify to Senate Bill 50? Seeing none, is there anyone online? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. Is there any discussion from the committee? Hearing none, Senator Dunbar, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 50, version 34-LS0356/N from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note, and authorize Legislative Legal Services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 50 is moved from committee. We'll take a brief at ease. Back on the record at 1:34 p.m. Next, we have an introduction of Senate Bill 63, Local Boundary Commission, by Senator Kronk. Senator, if you and your staff, Paul Menke, will put yourselves on the record and introduce your bill. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. This is Senator Kronk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And for the record, my name is Paul Menke, staff for Senator Kronk.
Well, today I'm going to just read through the sponsor statement. Senate Bill 63 is the final product of last session's HB 279, which passed the House unanimously, made it through the Senate committee process, and was calendared for the Senate floor vote. But the clock ran out, unfortunately, before it can be voted on. So Senate Bill 63 is adding language to existing statute to accomplish three goals. One, to ensure commissioners appointed from each of the four judicial districts actually live and vote in the judicial district from which they are appointed. Two, to create an additional seat on the commission and ensure that at least one of the six commissioners comes from an unorganized borough. Three, to change statute regarding the selection of the commission chair. Instead of the chair automatically being the member from the state at large, the chair of the commission will be selected by the members. And with that, I will turn it over to my staff, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you. For the record, Paul Menke, staff to Senator Kronk. Section 1 of SB 63 changes the number of seats on the local boundary commission from 5 seats to 6 seats. It changes the terms of the commissioner seats from 5 years to 6 years in length. It establishes that at least one commissioner be from an unorganized borough. It requires a commissioner appointed from a judicial district to be domiciled and registered to vote in that district. And it establishes that the chair of the local boundary commission be elected from among its members rather than being the member at large by default. Section 2 amends the uncodified law of the state of Alaska to state that members appointed to the local boundary commission will serve six-year terms and that this act will not affect the term of a member appointed prior to January 31st, 2026. And Section 3 establishes an effective date of January 31st, 2026. And a quick note for the committee, that is the effective date is so that it will not affect the terms of the current member sitting on the local boundary commission.
Thank you, Mr. Menke. Questions or comments from committee members? Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Kronk, for bringing this bill again. So I'm remembering the amendments that went through this committee last year, and I know that adding the 6th seat was one of them. Are there any additional changes here to the bill that was sort of headed to the floor on the Senate side, or is it identical to the bill that passed through this committee in the way it passed through this committee last year?
Through the chair, it is identical, and I can confirm that with my staff, Paul.
Yes, for the record, Paul Menke, through the chair to Senator Dunbar, that is correct. This is the identical version for the I have the version here. The Senate committee substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute House Bill 279, Community and Regional Affairs. It's the exact same language.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Further discussion? Hearing none, we will open public testimony on Senate Bill 63. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on Senate Bill 63? Seeing none, is there anyone online? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. Senator Kronk, any closing comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, we don't. We just appreciate you guys taking the time, especially early in the session, of hearing our bill right now. Thank you.
Super. Anything further from the committee? Seeing none, we will bring this bill up again at a future hearing. And please let my office know if you have any amendments for Senate Bill 63. This concludes our agenda for the afternoon. Our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 18th at 1:30 p.m. With that, we are adjourned at 1:39 p.m.